And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And we thank you for your question this week, which is, how do I forgive someone who has hurt me? This is a question for all human beings, because the idea and experience of hurt happens in every life. It can happen often with small things, or not as often with larger experiences and circumstances. We wish to say first that no one and no thing can hurt you unless you let it, unless you allow hurt feelings, bruised ego to take center stage. As a human being, yes, you have feelings, and you hope that you will never be hurt by anyone, by someone close to you, or even a stranger. In any situation, whatever comes towards you or to you, you have the choice to hold it at bay and then to stay neutral and to ask, what is truly going on here? And why would I want to or tend to have feelings of being hurt? It is always the ego, the limited and narrow sense of self, that is hurt, that has hurt feelings. With this hurt often comes a response to strike back. If you take a big step back and look at that interaction, is it what you choose? Is it what you desire on earth? What you may see as you stay neutral in the moment, and we know it is difficult because it is like the striking of a match that brings in hurt feelings if someone says something that offends you or touches something sensitive within you. But you have the choice to pause and stay neutral. Just do that. And then ask the question, what is truly going on here? What you will do essentially is to rise above the personal hurt self into the greater awareness and understanding of your spirit and of God. And then you will see a much more expansive view of what is going on. For example, the individual may feel feelings of jealousy towards you, and they want to poke you or push you in some way because jealousy is driving them. Another might have a sense of self-doubt or lack of self-worth, and they see that you are comfortable with yourself and love yourself and have kindness and humor towards yourself. And this within them, the self-doubt, the lack of self-worth, that might be what is coming through them to pinch you or punch you or whatever it is. What you can see then is that it is not personal. And this truly is the key, to not take anything personally. So when the idea of how do you forgive someone who has hurt you comes up, first recognize that it is and it was you who allowed the hurt. And then the next step is to feel compassion in your heart for the other, and to ask God and your spirit to see the full view of what was going on and why they acted the way they did and said the things they did or did not say things that you would have liked to have heard. It's a full package we see, this idea of being hurt. But as you are in the neutral space, your central core or your home base, and asking God and your spirit to see what was going on in that situation, you will see with clarity for both the other and for you. Because perhaps you may see that in that moment, something like arrogance or control was being expressed by you. And that is perhaps what caused the response from the other. So it is both sides for you to see and observe and to learn about. As you do this, you will learn much about communication and interaction with others in the world, and not to engage in the way that you take it personally. Again, that is your puffed up ego that is feeling snubbed or denied or diminished. It is the ego. It is not your true self. Because your true self always knows its nature, its value, its beauty, its brilliance. No one and nothing can take this away. It is not possible to take this knowingness away from your spirit, your true self. So to your question, how do you forgive someone who has hurt you? Forgiveness comes when your heart softens and you see with compassion what was truly going on in the circumstance. And then you are able to forgive the other and to forgive yourself, because the forgiveness must be to the other, for the other, and for yourself. It is the truth of the heart that forgiveness is always available, always there, ready to come forward, regardless of the picture of what has happened. As you check in with God and your spirit to understand and to see and to have the awareness of a situation where it felt hurtful to you, as you check in with God in your spirit, you will see the greater view, and you will have great learning, great understanding. And what this will do as well, as you go forward in life, it is like a muscle that has been exercised and is stronger. So in the moment when something perhaps comes towards you that might hurt your feelings, you pause and you hold forth to not allow the hurt to well up within you, because you are pausing and asking for the truth to come forward, for you to see the whole complete truth. Forgiveness comes from the heart. This is the heart of God that is within you. And God is ever forgiving, always understanding, with compassion, support, encouragement. Forgiveness is a gift of yours from God to be given to others and to yourself. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.